Another weekend in the central San Joaquin Valley, a brand new edition of Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
My listening friend, thank you for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is the director of all things Evangel Home. We, as usual, are sitting in her office as we record. And Jerry, it's third week or so of October. We've got holiday stuff coming up, and we'll be talking about that on the programs for the next few weeks. Today we have a guest, and I'm anxious to hear Nicole's story. Some very good indications coming from the little pre-recording conversations we've had, but we want to get more in-depth. So take a minute, introduce Nicole, and then we'll hear her story.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Nicole is one of our residents of the Garden, which is our alternative sentencing program. Most of those women are there by court order. Nicole is there by self-order, and she can tell her story. She's only been there, what, about 2 months, Nicole? Is it 2 months? Okay, and I say only because that's not much given a year's time perspective. But if people had any idea how difficult it is to, on your own, decide to get in a program and then be so uncomfortable and probably kind of hate it for the first couple days, give up everything you have and be here, that is very, very tough. And I remember the first couple days of seeing Nicole. I know she was ready to get out of here. And I think I probably had one of those talks about give it 24 hours. The first 24 hours are the hardest because everyone else looks like they know what they're doing. And I feel like I don't have a clue. I hate this. I'm never going to get it. I want out of here. And she cried all the time because she missed her kids. And I understand that mother's heart that just no matter how messed up I might be, I want to be with my kids. She fought through all that. And here she is today. And it's been fun for me to literally watch the scales fall from her eyes as she's opened those eyes to the Lord, as she's opened them to what he can do in her life. And as I watch her face and her smile and everything about her go from that, just that rigid holding on for dear life to relaxing and letting God work. And the peace that I see on Nicole right now is just a wonderful change.
Yeah, I we'll come back to that, but thank you. Nicole, let's back up a little bit. What was your life 6 months ago?
I was running around using drugs. I was leaving my kids at home with my mom and my dad, and I was just taking off. I'd say I'd be right back, and I wasn't. I would leave for 2 days in a row. I was a mess.
How far back does the drug use go?
A little after my daughter was born. My daughter will be 15 next month, so and I'll be 30. So about a little bit, 14 years, I say.
Yeah. Do you mind my asking how that started? Why did you decide one day I'm going to use drugs?
I think it began when I was trying to be cool and be. I was in a gang when I was younger, and I was. It was a lifestyle. It was the thing to do. You know. It was. And even in school, we were always hanging out with gang members, and it was just a thing to do. And that's
your daughter is that age now.
Yes.
What does that do for you to think of that?
I stress on her a lot. I thank the Lord my daughter's not the way I was when, you know, and I stress it on her so much when she was little. She's in JROTC at school.
And what is that?
That's I actually don't know what it is. They dress up in like military style.
Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, ROTC. Yeah,
yes.
It's a military preparation kind of a program.
Yes, and I am so blessed that, you know, she's in that, and she's the total opposite that I was, you know, when I was that age. So I'm so blessed. I am. I'm so blessed.
You said off mic before we opened up that you got off probation after you got here. You were involved with the legal system and apparently not as an attorney.
Yeah, I was riding around with the I was riding around getting high, and I got pulled over, and I wasn't high at the time, but the guy that I was with had paraphernalia on him. So the officer gave both of us, it went on both of us, and my car got taken away, and I went to jail. I got out in the morning, and my car was gone, but for that charge, I was going back to court. I was still on probation, though, when I got here, and I got off on the 5th, I think, of October. And I got, of September, the 5th of September, I got here on the 1st. And I remember my PO telling me, you know, you're going to get off already. You know, you're going to get off of probation already. So he said, you don't, he told me, you don't have to stay the 9 months. Just stay until you feel you're all right. And I said, okay. So my thoughts were, when I got here, just to get off probation and to go to my court date for the charge that I picked up. Well, when a week after I was here, my probation officer came to see me, and he had a paper that he wanted me to sign, and he sat it on the table, and he said, I need you to sign this. And I said, okay. And then the first thing he asked me was, how are you? And I said, fine. He said, have you seen your kids? And I said, no, not yet. And he said, I'm glad you're still here. And I said, I am too, because I had already accepted the Lord into my life once again. And then he showed me the paper, and the paper said that the charges that I had picked up were dropped for insufficient evidence, and that I was in, and I was off probation. So it was a blessing. I felt really blessed when he told me that. And
But you decided to stay anyway.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I need work.
And you know, Jim, I think what is really great about that is that Nicole does not show weak or cheap faith. She knows that in order to really be closer to God, some of the work has to be done by her. And she didn't look at that paper as God let me out of here, so off I go. I can go back and do what I did. No, I think she really saw that as God really forgiving her and kind of, okay, God, it's my turn now to please you. And that's what I see with her, that she's real serious about what does God want. It's not all what he can do for me. What can I do for him?
I like to ask our residents a question. What was your first impression? You walked in the door and thought?
I thought, oh, my goodness. Look at all these girls. I seen the crisis ladies before I seen any of the garden ladies, but I didn't know what to think. I was like, okay, I just take it stride by stride. I already thought, well, I'll be here for a couple weeks, and you know, and I'll be gone. So I was just taking it moment by moment and thinking, oh, now what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah. Did you feel like you were in crisis and unsure of what the next couple of days was going to hold?
I was kind of looking forward to the new people I was going to meet, you know, and the new, just being in this kind of environment, because I had been running for a couple months and just up and down, up and down, up and down. I hadn't really rested, you know, so I was looking forward to just being still and meeting people and trying to get my life back right.
Yeah. You know? So a couple of months into the program, is there one class or one subject that seems most important to you?
At the moment, I can't say. I really like the Timothy classes we do, the Bible. I've never read the Bible before I got here. And when I got here, I started reading the Bible. And the little, somebody said last night in chapel, the Bible's like soap opera, you know?
Yes,
the Bible's
is.
Like a soap opera. And it is, because we'll turn to one, and then you start reading a story, and then, okay, you leave that off, and then you turn to another one. So I got bookmarkers all over my Bible now, and I can just go back to that story, you know? So I think it was Timothy that stands out most, because we always read a different story, a different chapter.
So what does your daughter think at this point? About you, I mean.
She wrote me a letter, and she said, Mom, in the letter, I wish I would have known, I would have brought it. That she loves me and that she wants me home, but she knows that because I told her, you know, I need to be here. So she said that whatever I need to do, then she's willing, you know, she's happy for me and she loves me, and she's helping my mom and my dad with my kids. So she's being a little mom right now, and I'm so proud of her. I am. I really am so proud of her. And she's proud of me, you know. And that feels really good. Yeah, that feels really good for her to say, I'm proud of you, Mom.
I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, that would be that might be an interesting radio program toward the end of the program to bring Nicole's daughter in. And
one of the days when she's wearing her uniform to school, we'll bring her in here. That would be fun.
She was so excited. I have to share this with you because I let her know Veterans Day we're going to have. I get a pass to go home. So Veterans Day, they march Veterans Day. She was like, "Oh, Mom, you so have to be there. You're gonna be there, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course. You know, yeah, I'm going to be there." So she's so proud. I mean, she's so happy. She's excited. And I'm going to be proud Mom standing right there watching my daughter march. And Yeah,
I intend to, if at all possible, be there on Veterans Day, the parade downtown Fresno. Yeah, it's pretty special. Jerry, any other thoughts about Nicole? I mean, you mentioned the first couple of days or so she looked...
She was raggedy.
Yeah.
Of course, I think she also came and it was real hot. Everyone is real raggedy in August and September. But one of the fun things for me is that Nicole sees the change in herself. Wow. And it's like she's tickled with herself. And that is just fun. And like I said, there's no cheap or weak faith here. There's no ego that just wants to brag about how good she is. She's just delighted, I think, to wake up every day and feel a little different and really want people to see the difference in her.
Yeah, that commitment to change, seeing the need for change and that commitment to changing and being different, you know, we've talked about this many times. That's foundational. Mm-hmm. That's where things start because nothing will change without that commitment, without that decision.
And it's inside. It is not an outside thing. Right. Outside is checking the box. And outside, Jim, what happens is the women who can be in this program for 9 months and graduate only because it's an external force will be back in their old lifestyle within months.
Right.
So, Nicole, you made the right choice.
Yeah, and those disruptive relationships that kind of led to the turning your life upside down probably need to be in the rearview mirror, not
a few. Old people and old people, places, and things, they got me back to where I didn't want to be. And I found myself out there, you know, asking God, please, God, you know, let me. What's wrong with me? What's happening out here? And the Lord led me here, and I'm so I appreciate so much my probation officer, you know.
Now he recommended you.
He recommended me here. He helped me find a program. And
remember last week at graduation, we had a federal probation officer here. Maybe Nicole, because she told me she's going to sit in that graduation chair. And maybe your PO will be here on the couch.
I'm going to invite, and his name is Chet Boo. I'm going to invite Officer Boo to my graduation. Yeah.
Well, bless his heart for making a good decision on your behalf or a good recommendation. Jerry, we're just really short on time, but real quickly, a reminder about turkeys, paper products. It's that season. We stock the shelves.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and you're right, Jim. All the extra food that we get throughout the year, a lot of it comes in now, so... If you're shopping for vegetables, just throw in an extra for us of everything and bring it on down.
Yeah, that'd be great. And a reminder, too, there are a couple of ways that people can get involved in the lives of the women coming Christmas. And so we invite you to call the office and say, what can I do? 264-4714. Nicole, thanks for being here and sharing your delightful story. I'm proud of you. It's fun to hear that commitment. Jerry?
Thanks, Jim.
Blessings on your household, my sister. Listening friend, thanks for being with us. Next time, Lord willing, we'll be right back here with Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Heartline from the Evangel Home in Fresno. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock online, evangelhome.org. Thank you for tuning in this edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.